Hey everyone, today we are diving into a paper that hits right at the heart of the struggle for building high-stakes, community-governed AI. If you are working on something like a Lakota language pipeline, where you are turning legacy texts into structured knowledge to power a RAG system, you know the biggest nightmare isn't just a wrong answer. It is a wrong answer that looks perfectly right, leaving you with no idea if the mistake happened during the OCR, the knowledge extraction, the graph construction, or the final retrieval. The paper is called TRIGE, Trustworthy Retrieval Instrumentation, and Graph Evaluation. Speaker, the problem the authors are tackling is what they call the invisible failure. In modern graph RAG systems, we use large language models to automatically turn documents into a knowledge graph, a web of entities and their relationships. But because this process is automated, the graph itself might be full of holes, hallucinations, or structural nonsense. Currently, most people evaluate these systems by just looking at the final answer. If the answer is good, they assume the system works. But the authors point out a massive flaw: an LLM can actually cheat. If the retrieval step fails to find the right facts in your graph, the LLM might just use its own internal training data to hallucinate a plausible-sounding answer. To the user, it looks like a success, but your actual knowledge pipeline is broken. You have no way to know that your graph is failing you. So, how does TRIAGE fix this? They move away from just judging the final answer and instead instrument the entire pipeline. They break the process into three distinct stages, and they attach specific, measurable health checks to each one. Speaker, first, there is the implementation stage. This is where you turn raw text into triple subject predicate object. Instead of just hoping the extraction works, they suggest measuring things like triple confidence scores and evidence attribution. This basically asks, how sure is the model about this specific fact, and can it point to the exact sentence in the source text that proves it? Second is the validation stage. This is where a human expert steps in. The framework provides metrics to help that expert, like checking for dead nodes or logical inconsistencies in the graph structure. Speaker, together. Third is the usage stage. This is the most important part for real-time systems. When a user asks a question, TRIAGE measures the reasoning readiness and entity retrieval coverage before the answer is even generated. It looks at the subgraph being pulled to see if it actually contains the necessary connections to answer the query. Speaker, the mechanics are designed to create a diagnostic chain. Think of it like a circuit breaker. If the entity retrieval coverage is too low, the system flags a failure at the retrieval stage immediately. It doesn't wait for the LLM to hallucinate an answer. It tells you, hey, the graph doesn't have the links needed for this question. This allows you to pinpoint exactly which lever to pull to fix it. Do you need to refine your extraction prompts, fix your graph schema, or change your retrieval strategy? Now, let's look at the numbers. In their proof of concept using the MetaQA and Wikimovies datasets, they demonstrated that they could identify when a model was guessing versus retrieving. They showed that by using these stage-specific metrics, you can catch failures that traditional LLM as a judge methods miss. For example, they found that a model could maintain high answer accuracy even when retrieval was failing, simply by relying on its own parametric memory. TRIAGE caught this by showing a drop in the answer grounding rate, effectively exposing the lucky guess. However, we have to be honest about the limitations. First, this is a heavy framework. Adding all these instrumentation layers, calculating confidence scores, checking schema compliance, and measuring path costs adds computational overhead and latency. It is not a lightweight solution. Second, while they emphasize gold-free metrics, meaning you don't need a perfect answer key to run them, the most powerful validation still relies on having a well-defined ontology or schema to check against. If your schema is a mess, your metrics will be too. So, what does this mean for your Lakota language pipeline? Speaker, here is what you should adopt. Adopt the concept of pre-inference triage. When you are building your RAG system, do not just evaluate the final output. You need to measure the evidence attribution rate during your extraction phase. For a community-governed project, this is non-negotiable. You need to be able to prove that every single triple in your graph is tied back to a specific, community-approved text. If the model can't point to the source, the confidence score should drop. Speaker, what you should test. Test your reasoning readiness. As you build your graph from legacy texts, run queries that require multi-hop reasoning, for example, connecting a person's name to a specific historical event through a kinship relationship. Use the TRIAGE idea of measuring path coverage to see if your graph actually holds those connections, or if the links are broken. Speaker, what you should ignore. Don't get bogged down in trying to build a perfect graph upfront using the heavy expert-driven validation models mentioned in the paper. That is too slow for an evolving language project. Instead, focus on the deployment-first metrics, the ones that work in real time without needing a massive gold standard dataset. Speaker, in short, stop asking, is the answer right? And start asking, did the retrieval actually find the truth? That is how you build a system the community can actually trust.